and liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast today with a high of 83. Southeasterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 39. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48, cloudy. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bipartisan group of senators rolling out an updated piece of legislation they hope will solve price discovery issues for beef producers. But the new legislation includes language that has already elicited opposition from some of the nation's leading farm groups. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Tester of Montana, and Ron Wyden of Oregon released the updated version of the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act yesterday, tweaking a bill first introduced in November following consultation with USDA officials and others on Capitol Hill. The legislation maintains the calls for mandated region cash trade requirements, but how the bill goes about defining a region might be the biggest change of the legislation. Under the prior bill introduced last year, USDA was set trading requirements in a 5 established region recognized by USDA's Ag Marketing Service. The new legislation calls on USDA to conduct a rulemaking to determine the 5 to 7 regions covering the continental U.S. that has reasonably reflected similar Fed cattle purchases. A title-by-title summary of the bill says the regions will need to achieve regional minimums, all set through USDA rulemaking via approved pricing mechanism that would include fed cattle purchases, the negotiated cash, negotiated grid, in the stockyards, and throughout the trading systems where multiple buyers and sellers can make and accept bids. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case brought on by the National Pork Producers and Farm Bureau against California Prop 12. That law bans the sale of pork from hogs born to sows that weren't raised according to the state's arbitrary production standards. Pork Producer President Terry Walters said they're extremely pleased the Supreme Court will consider the constitutionality of Prop 12. The pork producers have waged a legal battle against the ballot initiative since it was approved in November of 2018, arguing at the U.S. District Court appellate court levels that Prop 12 violates the Constitution's Commerce Clause, which grants Congress the power to regulate trade among the states. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. In Wichita, a 10-hour standoff had ended peacefully with an arrest of 2 men wanted on warrants. It all started around 6:40 p.m. yesterday in the 300 block of North Nevada Street near 2nd and West. Police say they are trying to stop 2 men wanted on warrants in the area. They arrested one man immediately. However, police say the second person ran inside, barricaded himself in the attic, and started making threats. Lieutenant Andrew Doe says that's when they called in the SWAT team and negotiators. The second man was arrested before 4 a.m. this morning. Trustees who oversee the Kansas Public Employee Retirement System has voted to halt future investments in Russian assets amid the country's invasion of Ukraine. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that while some board members initially pushed for a full divestment, others said they would rather focus on the future and noted the fund's current holdings in the country have been largely liquidated anyway. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or Midwest. details.
A dispatcher confirms one person has died in a crash involving a tractor trailer on the Kansas Turnpike in South Wichita. The accident happened shortly before 7:30 this morning on northbound I-35 near MacArthur. A Sedgwick County dispatch supervisor confirmed the fatality, but was unable to give additional information about the crash. A Hutchinson man has been formally charged with the rape of a woman following his arrest from an incident March 18th. Jacob Rodriguez Jr. is jailed on a bond of $50,000 facing a single count of rape. If convicted, Rodriguez faces anywhere from 12 to 54 years in prison, depending on his criminal history. According to the complaint filed, Rodriguez forced himself upon a known acquaintance despite the victim's repeated requests to stop. He was arrested the following day. Rodriguez's case will now move to the status docket until a date for a preliminary hearing is set or other formal court action is taken. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say two women were killed and three children were seriously hurt in a western Nebraska crash involving livestock trailers that also killed several animals. The Scottsbluff Star-Herald reports that the crash happened Friday night on U.S. Highway 20 just east of Harrison. 67-year-old Ruth Smathers of Lost Springs, Wyoming, and 42-year-old Nana Flesh of Selby, Montana, were killed in the collision. Patrol investigators say each woman was pulling a loaded livestock trailer when they collided head-on. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. The patrol says Flesh's three children were also in the vehicle and were hospitalized with serious injuries. Republican U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska on Saturday resigned from office after a California jury convicted him of lying to federal authorities about an illegal campaign donation from a foreign national. In a letter to the House, Fortenberry said he was resigning from Congress effective March 31st. I'm Trey Stahl, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve the project agreement between Marshall County and Kansas Department of Transportation for a 90% cost share on a bridge on Tumbleweed Road east of Frankfort, not to exceed $200,000. And commissioners voted unanimously to approve the agreement with AHRS Construction of Bern as construction manager at risk for the jail project. The architect and Sheriff Tim Ackerman met with the board to present an initial set of schematic designs for the jail project. The facility will encompass 22,700 square feet. Brad Lippert of Sabetha joined the meeting to introduce himself. He was recently nominated by the Republican Central Committee to fill the vacancy of Marshall County Attorney, the position being vacated by Megan Voracek. Lippert has reviewed the county attorney's budget and will be appointing Handy Lohman with Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger as assistant county attorney. NextEra representatives met last week with Washington and Republic County commissioners, outlining details and progress on the High Banks Wind Farm proposed for northwest Washington and much of eastern Republic County. A development plan, road use, decommissioning, and contribution agreements are being completed for approval, perhaps by late May.
Nearly all of the turbine locations have been signed with landowners, and interest from utilities for purchase of electricity is being solicited. An engineering, procurement, and construction firm to be contracted could begin work yet late this year into 2023. Road improvements would be among early work, with tower and component delivery preceding construction, which could likely begin a year from now. Two substations in Republic County would serve 216 wind turbines, 31 of which are proposed for Northwest Washington County, covering some 120,000 acres total. Landowner revenue over 30 years will be some $115 million. A dozen or so permanent jobs are expected, with temporary construction peaks as high as 350, including some local vendors. NextEra operates 136 wind farms across the country, including 9 in Kansas. A payment in lieu of taxes will be developed, covering the first 10 years after construction, during which time the project qualifies for tax abatement. Officials expect some $100 million in taxes then during the following 20 years will be paid Washington and Republic counties. Washington County Commissioners last week heard that the Senior Services Transportation Van has been approved but will not be delivered until 2023. Nemohol County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to approve 2021 year-end fund transfers, including $3,700 from Emergency Preparedness, $15,000 from the Diversion Fund, $360,000 from the General Fund, and $60,000 from Law Enforcement, all to the Capital Outlay Fund, as well as $270,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund, $30,000 from Elections, and $60,000 from Transportation for Aging to the Capital Outlay Fund. The county attorney spoke about road agreement violations recently reviewed by NextEra Energy Resources involving the Soldier Creek Wind Farm Project. Robert W. Warren, age 87, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore will be live-streamed on the Funeral Home's Facebook page. Burial in Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Robert Warren. Wilma J. Cumro, age 95, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral Mass Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church in Summerfield, interment in the church cemetery. No visitation is planned. Rosary at 10:30 Thursday. Wherry Mortuary at Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Wilma Cumro.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will be well above average throughout the region today as a large low-pressure system starts to make its way through this afternoon, bringing gusty winds, rain, and thunderstorms, and even some snow showers. Winds will be extremely gusty out of the southeast between 20 and 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and mid-70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Rain showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout the region overnight, with our lows in the lower 30s and mid-40s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March 61, record high on this date 89, the average low 36, and the record low 13. Sunset this evening 7:47, sunrise in the morning at 7:16.
It's great for gardeners to have companions, but it's even better for your vegetables. We will explain today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 29th, the 88th day of the year. Baseball legend Cy Young and singer Pearl Bailey were both born on this day, and Erno Rubik was granted a U.S. patent for his Magic Cube in 1983. If you're stretching out garden plans for this spring, keep in mind the benefits of companion plants. For example, herbs like dill and basil scattered near tomato plants can keep them free from hornworms. Marigolds are good near almost any vegetable, repelling beetles and nematodes. And many consider the companion plant trifecta to be corn, beans, and squash. Native Americans found the trio so mutually beneficial, they often referred to them as the Three Sisters. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about companion planting at almanac.com.
Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands will be at the Waterville Opera House Saturday, April 2nd, starting at 7:30. You can purchase your tickets in advance for $10, or you can purchase them for $12 at the door. Call 785-363-2515 to purchase your tickets through the phone, or purchase them at your local Citizen State Bank or the Weaver Hotel in Waterville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State University star freshman Ricky Council IV announced on social media Monday that he's declaring for the NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility. While testing the NBA draft waters, Council IV could still return to Wichita State next season. The process of declaring for the NBA draft and returning to school isn't uncommon for athletes wishing to explore their pro status and getting feedback from professional coaches and scouts ahead of their next college season. The number one seed Louisville has emerged as the champion of the Wichita Regional, cutting down nets inside Interest Bank Arena as they look ahead to the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Tournament Final Four set for April 1st and 3rd in Minneapolis. Louisville held off Michigan 62-50 to return to the Final Four for their fourth time in program history. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Final Four and CBS are synonymous since the national semifinals and championship game has aired on the network since the event became a television powerhouse. A few years ago, though, TBS entered the mix to air Final Four games some years, and 2022 is one of those years. That means Kansas's game against Villanova on Saturday at 5:09 p.m., along with Duke versus North Carolina and Monday's championship game, will air on TBS. If you have TBS, no problem. You can tune in to the games with the click of your remote. If not, there are other ways to watch, including YouTube TV, DirecTV Stream, Hulu and Live TV, and Sling's Orange and Blue packages. And if you're headed to Lawrence to watch the Final Four and possibly the championship game, the Lawrence Police Department has two pieces of advice for revelers. Number one, hey, drivers, don't try. Massachusetts Street is closed. And number two piece of advice, please stay on the ground. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Plant Skid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. Plant Skid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Brighten your spring landscape and provide an early food source for pollinators with Cornelian Cherry Dogwood. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This four-season plant starts the year with bright yellow blossoms about the same time the forsythias bloom. The flowers are replaced with red, elongated, cherry-like fruit. They're edible but very tart. You'll need to add quite a bit of sugar when making jam and jelly, or dry, pickled, juice, or ferment them into Cornelian Cherry Wine. You can use them in the same way you would cranberries or tart cherries. Enjoy the fall display as the leaves turn a beautiful maroon, but the show isn't over as the leaves drop to reveal the beautiful peeling bark on mature trees. This dogwood can be grown as a single or multi-stem small tree or large shrub. Hardy in zones 4 to 7 or 8, it prefers full sun to partial shade. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School Marysville is growing again with Janet's Jungle. Top quality plants may be ordered now for April pickup with annuals, perennials, baskets, and planters available. Find your favorite flowers and vegetable varieties with convenient online ordering at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd. Or contact any student or the school at 562-3181 for a catalog. Order deadline is fast approaching March 30th, with pickup scheduled April 14th. Again, go online at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd.
No doubt many of you listening to this perhaps use a cooperative or are a member of one. Today, we look back to a man who had the vision to help bring people together, and he saw that need in his small town. Is our story for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're providing. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Granite Falls, Minnesota was home to U.S. Representative Andrew Volstead. His name is attached to the legislation, the Volstead Act, that put prohibition into place.
As Scott Tedrick says, we miss a much bigger story if we know him for one bill.
As a member of the Historical Society, we like to focus more on the Campbell-Volstead Act, which we feel like is a much better representation of who he is and what he stood for.
Scott mentioned another piece of legislation carrying the representative's name.
The Campbell-Volstead Act, which is also commonly referred to as the Magna Carta of cooperatives, stands as the legislative foundation for all the cooperatives that we have in existence.
And that important work is what makes most farm cooperatives legally viable today.
Certainly you had business that was subjected to Sherman antitrust laws, and that was to avoid monopolies. In terms of an agricultural community, that sort of structure of the corporation or whatever didn't make sense in the same sort of way. And so the cooperative model was something that served that.
It's now been over a century since Volstead's work in Congress helped create cooperatives. And that spirit lives on in so many co-ops throughout the nation today.
You have this structure that is purely about helping people be together, having an equal voice, an equal power, and a method for creating exponential value that everybody gets to benefit from.
The Volstead home here is open many days from spring to fall and is a popular place to visit. Traveling the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday, April 2nd.
Share in the history and join in the fun with activities throughout the day.
Blue Rapids Museum will be open Saturday, 9 to 4, with demonstrations.
In Marysville, the Pony Express Barn will be open 9 to 4, with live horses and mochila exchanges from 10 to noon.
The Historic Courthouse will be open Saturday, 10 to 2, and will feature a scavenger hunt for all ages.
The Kester House will be open 10 to 3, with an open house for longtime volunteer John Howard from noon to 3.
The Astro 3 Theater will feature a free kids movie at 1 o'clock, celebrating Marysville's 50 years as the Black Squirrel City. And a 1925 silent film, The Pony Express, for everyone at 1:30.
And the historic Union Pacific Depot will be open for tours and kids' photos with the Easter Bunny Saturday from 2 to 4. And the Burr Barbecue with burgers, beer, and bingo from 4 until 8 with lots of great prizes, including $25 local gift and gas cards. Bingo cards and beer are free will donation.
More details online at visitmarysvilleks.org and on Facebook at Visit Marysville. Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday, April the 2nd. Sponsored in part by Marysville Convention and Tourism.
Precision Ag technology helps us document what's happening in the fields. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It may soon be required for conservation efforts and carbon markets as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Precision Ag technology helps producers document the economics of crop production and conservation. Efficiencies in fuel, seed, chemical use, yield monitoring, and pest management are just a few of the goals that can be tracked by data recorded in the tractor cab. Those statistics provide a priceless report to the producer at the end of each season. Ryan Bergman is a program coordinator in ag technology at Iowa State University. He says, we know technology can document field passes where we have an input, but he predicts documentation will need to go even further.
Our planter passes are always pretty well documented. Spraying passes are pretty well documented. We collect yield data when we run the combine through the field. But I think we're going to see a growing emphasis on documenting every pass every year. You know, even things like tillage passes. Maybe we're going to track grain car passes in the future, right? Understand where we're putting that additional compaction in our field. Or work that we typically might have hired or had someone custom do for us, you know, making sure that we get that included in our database of as applied data, that we have that available.
He says companies are continuously working on new technologies to capture as much precise farm data as possible. This is important for producers as regulations and requirements change.
Moving in the future for continued government-funded conservation efforts, right? We're going to see more and more that this type of documentation will be demanded. But then also we're starting to hear a lot of folks, you know, talking about carbon markets, you know, utilizing that type of system for their farm. And this type of documentation is going to play key roles in that as well as we move forward into the future.
On the grower's side, this will help producers verify where they're starting and document the progresses made throughout their operations. Learn more about ag tech and farm documentation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Left his glory above.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
KNDY.
The Russia-Ukraine fight may not be in our backyard, but we're still getting an impact. More today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Add global agriculture to the list of war casualties for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Dan Bossi is head of Ag Resource Company in Chicago.
This is the biggest supply shock that we can find looking backwards in our data to 1914. That's 108 years ago. On a caloric basis, we've modeled out that this is about 11% of the world's annual consumption. So a very big event.
To explain how the conflict is affecting commodity markets, Bossi says a loaf of bread contains about 8 cents worth of wheat.
If that price of wheat doubled, we're talking about 16 cents. That may not affect you and I, but for those that are impoverished in the world, those 800 million that do with less, that will be a big deal for them.
On the other hand, says Bossi, farmers outside of the war zone stand to benefit.
Even with these higher input costs, U.S. farmers are looking at about $300 an acre in terms of corn profitability. On soybeans, $153, $54. And so we are looking at the marketplace encouraging U.S. farmers to do their share to produce as much as they can. In fact, we can look at corn futures all the way out to 2025, and we're sitting at or above $5 a bushel, something that has never happened before.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging farm women to get involved in the political advocacy as the next election cycle draws near. As Isabella Chisholm, the chair of the AFBF Women's Leadership Committee, says there are many opportunities for women to be able to get involved.
Some of the possibilities would be as simple as inviting a candidate out to your farm. That's always a good way to get your foot in the door. Some of the other things that I think some people often forget about is supporting a candidate that you believe in. But one of the things that I like to suggest is use your comfortable space. I know that there are some women that are more comfortable in a classroom with young children. And so something that they could do would be to invite a candidate to read one of our agriculture books in a classroom.
She goes on to say that the Farm Bureau Federation has many resources available to help members be able to get started.
The Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee came out with an advocacy and action calendar that reminds us to keep advocacy in front of us every month of the year. The other thing that anyone can use is go to fbadvocacy.org, and there are many other tools and ideas there as well.
Finally, she says that it is critically important for farmers and ranchers, particularly women on the farm as well, to be involved in the political advocacy of the process.
If we're not going to be involved in it, others are, and then we're going to have to live with the results of that. And women in particular, I believe, bring a balance to the conversation, and that's critical today. Women need to use their natural skills of inclusion and collaborative skills to bring the sides together.
According to the latest data of 2017, that there were nearly 1.1 million farms with at least one or more female producers that were responsible for making decisions about farm operations, which is roughly 56% of all total farms in the country. You can find more information about how you can get involved online at fbadvocacy.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to four models. Kia continues to innovate as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better ways to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of four new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We wanna see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With the midterm election season looming this year, an important time for advocacy for women in agriculture. Michael Clements shares why and how you can get involved.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging farm women to get involved in political advocacy as the next election cycle nears. Isabella Chisholm, chair of AFBF's Women's Leadership Committee, says there are many opportunities for women to get involved.
Some of the possibilities would be as simple as inviting a candidate out to your farm. That's always a good way to get your foot in the door. Some of the other things that I think some people often forget about is supporting a candidate that you believe in. But one of the things that I like to suggest is use your comfortable space. I know that there are some women that are more comfortable in a classroom with young children. And so something that they could do would be to invite a candidate to read one of our agriculture books in a classroom.
Farm Bureau has many resources available to help members get started.
The Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee came out with an advocacy and action calendar that reminds us to keep advocacy in front of us every month of the year. The other thing that anyone can use is go to fbadvocacy.org, and there are many other tools and ideas there as well.
She says it's critically important for farmers and ranchers, particularly women, to be involved in political advocacy.
If we're not going to be involved in it, others are, and then we're going to have to live with the results of that. And women in particular, I believe, bring a balance to the conversation, and that's critical today. Women need to use their natural skills of inclusion and collaborative skills to bring the sides together.
Learn more at fbadvocacy.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That is an Ag Business Update. More Ag News online at agview.net. reliable, and relevant. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company at Manhattan, Kansas, will be hosting the Flint Hills Replacement Heifer Sale Wednesday, March 30th, starting at 12 noon. This sale will feature 200 choice fall-bred OCV first calf-bred heifers, consisting of 100 Black Angus and Angus Influence, 65 Red Angus, and 25 Char Angus heifers. These fall-bred heifers are AI or bull-bred to registered low birth weight, high calving ease bulls, and are current on all vaccinations to due to calve August 15th through October. We will also have 700 OCV open replacement spring-born heifers, consisting of 350 Black Angus and Angus Influence heifers. 100 of those will be Northern Origin One Iron Angus heifers. 150 will be Black Whiteface or Brockle-faced, 80 head Red Angus heifers, 20 head Red Baldy, and 20 Char Angus Cross heifers. All replacement heifers are pelvic examined, track scored, vaccinated with all breeding shots, and weighing from 750 to 850 pounds. We will sell in lots to suit buyers' needs. For more information on this special heifer sale to be held Wednesday, March 30th at MCC, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Precision Ag Technology helps us document what's happening in the fields. It may soon be required for conservation efforts and carbon markets on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Ag Technology helps producers document the economics of crop production and conservation. Efficiencies in fuel, seed, chemical use, yield monitoring, and pest management are just a few of the goals that can be tracked by data recorded in the tractor cab. Those statistics provide a priceless report to the producer at the end of each season. Ryan Bergman is a program coordinator in ag technology at Iowa State University. He says, we know technology can document field passes where we have an input, but he predicts documentation will need to go even further.
Our planter passes are always pretty well documented. Spraying passes are pretty well documented. We collect yield data when we run the combine through the field. But I think we're going to see a growing emphasis on documenting every pass every year. You know, even things like tillage passes. Maybe we're going to track drain car passes in the future, right? Understand where we're putting that additional compaction in our field. Or work that we typically might have hired or had someone custom do for us, you know, making sure that we get that included in our database of as-applied data.
The development of new precision technologies will be important as regulations and requirements change.
Moving into the future for continued government-funded conservation efforts, we're going to see more and more that this type of documentation will be demanded. But then also, we're starting to hear a lot of folks, you know, talking about carbon markets, you know, utilizing that type of system for their farm. And this type of documentation is going to play key roles in that as well as we move forward into the future.
On the grower's side, this will help producers verify where they're starting and document the progresses made throughout their operations. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about ag tech and farm documentation at agriculture.com.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldman, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burris, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Schotte, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Still a lot of red on the board for the grain markets. They're continuously moving in the downward direction. Overall, livestock still lingering mostly a higher on the day. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. May corn currently down 25 and a half cents, sitting at 7.23 even a bushel. We had Kansas City wheat for May down by 43 and a quarter at 10.27 and a quarter. The Chicago also down right now by 40 cents. Bean market mostly lower here, although they have slowed down some of their losses a little bit. May soybeans are down 19 and a half cents at 16.44 and three quarters. July down by 21 and three quarters at 16.25. Over on the meal side, we see soybean meal down by $10.90 right now at 4.68 even, with the July down 9.90 at 4.62 and at 90 cents. Soybean oil for May down by three quarters right now at 71.70, with the July in the red by 97 cents at 69.61. Cotton market mostly lower across the board here. May cotton down $1.36 right now at 137.73, and the canola down by 17.20 at 11.26. Over in the oats market, mostly lower here. They've lost definitely all the gains that they saw yesterday, as May oats are down 38 and a quarter at 7.17. and three quarters. Livestock market mostly higher here for the cattle, a little bit lower for the lean hogs, as April live cattle is up 57 cents at 140.87. We have the March feeder cattle up by 57 cents at 156.67, and April up by $3.42 at 164 and a quarter. Lean hogs a little bit lower on the board right now, $1.62 down at 105.95. U.S. dollar index today taking a big hit right now. June index down 53 cents at 98.52. We have 30-year bonds for June in the green by a point at 149 even. And the 10-year notes for June up slightly, sitting at 122.05. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.